Joy Tactics.
The Nunknown. That's what we're discussing today. Let's get into it. I don't want to do an
the
intro.
Nunknown.
Hey, what did I say? Off to a great
start. We're about to do something that we've never done before.
Right.
We're starting an episode, and we have no fucking clue what we're about to say, what the topic is, or what is about to go down. So this may be the greatest podcast episode ever recorded in human history. Or it might not be that.
It could be the worst. That's what's unknown.
And don't make me say a phrase right now. You guys can already guess what I'm going to say. Sometimes the worst podcast you ever done is the best one you could have done.
That's correct.
That's correct. Why is that type of sentiment always incredibly relevant? Let's move on. Eric, there's a blue coat behind you.
It's called a robe.
All right.
A blue robe.
That's an unknown to me, something I didn't know. The unknown, I do love this topic, to be quite frank, because unknowns, I mean, that's the whole fun of life. The biggest one being death, of course. But surprise is truly, I think, the greatest joy, isn't it?
Surprise. And it could actually, surprise could be the most biggest pain as well.
Right. Right.
We're off to a hot start.
Somebody said in the Patreon comments that like every single topic leads to like we tie like pain into everything. Like
I also saw one that was like every single episode you guys do, I have to go back to make sure I haven't listened to it before. You know what I mean?
We're basically saying like the same. There's probably like a 10-minute chunk of every pod, like you could whittle down every podcast to 10 minutes.
That's
and we
right.
basically talk about the same thing, but we need to but isn't that church? Isn't church going every week? And
right,
you are
mate.
What are you doing every time? You're worshiping God. You're talking about the same stories, but we're bending it in different ways. We're showing you the angle. Oh, you probably didn't look at the Moses story in this way. You
right.
probably didn't see it in from this side of from the animal's point of view, right? So that's
you
what
probably
we
never
do
heard, you probably never heard me do it with a British accent then, lad.
Right,
see
right.
what I'm saying? Like, there's always ways to discover. And another thing, it's so frustrating seeing people not get the message saying, we've heard this before. Time to hang it up. Not that I read a comment that said that. What's funny is these are people who need this podcast more than anything. If anything, they need to listen to the same episode over and over again, because what do they say about sweeping the house? You need to do it every single day. You need to sweep the house. It's just as important. But you're not using a new broom. It's not new dirt. Maybe it's a little salsa or something a little
different.
But what
if you have carpet?
Then you need to vacuum every day.
Vacuum.
Don't undermine
That's called vacuuming
the
and sweeping
analogy.
The rug.
That's right.
And in the old days, when they lived in them log cabins, when the caravans went out west to settle already settled land that was settled by the indigenous peoples.
And bugs before
They
that.
Built log cabins. And guess what that floor was? Just dirt. But
you
guess
can't
what?
Sweep dirt off dirt.
To keep up appearances, those homemakers still swept that shit. And what does that tell you? They stuck to what they knew in the face of the unknown. They stuck to their habits of old. In the new change, in the face of new change, go back to what it was like at home, even if you're just sweeping around dusty dirt.
Eric, your blood pressure is out of control right now. I can just tell you.
Something is happening to me that's not good today, and I'm hanging on by what we call a thread. I'm white knuckling reality today.
Eric, I mean, we're praying for you. We're constantly praying for you. I'm running.
I don't
God
need
is starting to talk back to me and say, I got it.
That's
I'm on
enough.
It. Just stop. I heard you.
You know what I wonder sometimes is something is coming for you, right? Something is happening. Change is occurring. You're facing the unknown. You get a little something. Now, did God give you that something, or did the devil? And actually, is it you who chooses who gave it to you? Are you going to take that gift and make it Satan's, or are you going to take that gift and make it God and whatever, a testament
and
to it?
Building off of that, this is a concept that I've been meaning to bring up every fucking episode for a while now. the idea of making a deal with the devil, right? This is the parable that we've all heard that is challenging. But isn't it a deal with God actually a bit more challenging, I would say? Because a deal with God is not a pretty one. A deal with God doesn't come with money. It doesn't come with gold. It doesn't come with fame. It doesn't come with a motorcycle. It
comes with a brown sack that you wear around when you tie your little tie it together with a rope.
All right. Yeah.
Huh?
That's what the monks wear. Oh. The friars.
It comes with a piece of paper with your family's names on them. It comes with a bowl of clear, hot liquid that still tastes like something. Maybe chicken stock. Okay, and it comes with a long road, that hurts your feet to walk on it. Yeah. And guess what's at the end of the road? Maybe nothing, what? Man. Maybe nothing.
That's the idea that's of the faith, tough, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the whole concept of faith.
Damn, I wish that.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Please.
You get one question per episode. Are you sure this is the one?
Please, can I get a? All right. This will be my one question for the episode. Okay. So, would you rather
live
Would you rather